Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for July 29th. Today's word is gloss, spelled G-L-O-S-S. Gloss is a verb that means to provide a brief explanation or interpretation for, to explain or define. It can also mean to interpret. Gloss also means to dispose of by false or perverse interpretation. Here's the word used in a sentence from the Washington Post by Dennis Drabel. At times, however, the author doesn't tell quite enough. For example, he glosses the phrase Kickapoo Joy Juice as sports writer Red Smith's frontier euphemism for a blazing fastball. He should have gone on to explain that Smith lifted the term from Al Capp, the creator of Lil Abner. You likely know the word gloss as a noun meaning shine, or as part of the phrase gloss over, meaning to treat or describe something as if it were not important. But those uses are unrelated to today's featured word. Today's verb comes from the noun gloss that refers primarily to a brief explanation. It is Greek in origin and comes from glossa or glotta, meaning tongue, language, or obscure word. Glossary is from this same root, as are two anatomical terms. Glottis refers to the elongated space between the vocal cords and also to the structures that surround this space. Epiglottis refers to the thin plate of flexible cartilage in front of the glottis that folds back over and protects the glottis during swallowing. With your word of the day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.